Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Meeting of Series for Children. As I was saying, welcome back, everyone, to Meeting Night Series for Children with Marina Lieros-Naples. I am your host here on the show, and I am happy that you have decided to join us today. This is our first show back after taking a hiatus from the summertime. I know that a lot of people were busy and had a lot of things to do, probably vacationing, some working, maybe even some extra schooling, summer school, and that. So we did take a break for the summer, but we're back here again and looking forward to having a great second season of the show with you. And today's show is just to catch up and to find out, you know, what have you been doing all summer? How was your summer? Did you go anywhere? Did you do anything? Did you plant a garden? Did you have an organic garden? Did you use compost? All those things like that. And we'll discuss a little bit of each one of those on the show here and talk about those different things that you did or could have, you know, would like to do or have plans to still do. And I'm just getting ready here, still just getting my computer up and running to be able to, in case we've got anybody that is going to call in, I can bring them on the show and we can chat. So I am just booting up my computer because I am talking to you by phone here today. So what did I do this summer? Let's start with that. I did a lot of meditation and I did do gardening. I have a garden here at my home. And I have a compost pile out in my backyard. What do I put in my compost pile? Good question. I take the scraps, the vegetable and the fruit scraps along with the coffee grounds from my husband. He's the coffee drinker in the family. I drink tea. And then also eggshells, things like that mixed in with the dirt and leaves. And also we take the all of the, from the fire pit, we take all the ash and mix it in with that too. Oh, there was my computer just firing up. So take that and mix it all together and shovel that around. You want to turn that soil over every once in a while to get the air inside of there to help with breaking down all of the different food items and the dirt and the leaves. So it all breaks down together and makes this really rich, sweet-smelling, actually, this oddly sweet-smelling, not like candy sweet, but a different kind of sweet-smelling aroma that the compost has. And once it's fully broken down, which takes some time, is that you can put that on top of your soil of your garden, and within, I don't know, maybe about four to seven days, you'll see a huge difference. All of a sudden, you'll see that those plants just all of a sudden just jump up and there's new growth, and they just love it. They love it. It's high in minerals. Minerals are very much needed for the soil. That's what makes us healthy, and that's what the soil, I mean, that's what the plants drink up with the water from the soil. It's not that they, you know, eat or take the soil itself or just water. It's the water acts as the vessel, the boat, the runner, taking the minerals from the soil into the plant, so the plant can use that to grow very healthily and give you back very healthy food, whether it's vegetables and fruits, you know, different things, whatever you're growing. Beans, another thing, I've got some beans growing on the side of my house. Do you like beans? We do. I've got string beans, fava beans, which are also known as broad beans, and I've got cucumbers and tomatoes, regular bell peppers, and also a couple of varieties of hot peppers as well. We like hot peppers in this family, and so I've got those, and let's see, what else do I have? I mentioned the cucumbers. I also have some herbs growing, from parsley and basil, and also chive. I've got chive growing. It's from the onion family. And black raspberries. I've got black raspberries here. And I've got different things like comfrey. Comfrey, I use that medicinally. And comfrey is also known as knit bone. And it's great to use. It gets mashed up with some water, oil, different types of ways to use it. And you can put that on the body where there's a broken bone or where there is also, or else there's a bruising or a sprain. That is what it's known for. It's really well. So those are some of the things growing in my garden. We have flowers. I got flowers too. I love flowers. Lots of different colorful flowers over here. So that is in my garden. I actually just added compost the other day to refresh my garden. I had put in my garden early in the season, earlier there, and then I added just a few more things just recently, which was a few more pepper plants because peppers are more of a cooler weather plant. They like cooler weather. So do beans. Spinach is another thing. If you like any of those things, then that this is a good time or to be able to have planted some more of those. Fast-growing ones, if you want to get some veggies up in your garden real quick, you could do some radishes. Those come up within 30 days in a month. So here we are, the beginning of September. You could have radishes by the end of the month or the beginning of October coming up. So you can still do that. My beans will definitely come up, bringing me more beans for the house here. And so those are growing. I planted those probably about 2 weeks ago, the seeds. And those have sprouted up, and those are already, I don't know, about good 6 inches tall. So I'm looking forward to grabbing some beans for the house here. And then also do this. When you're growing, whether it's tomatoes or peppers or the beans, what you want to do, as long as they're organic or heirloom, is that you take some of those, what you've picked, and you dry them out, those seeds. You want to dry them out for next year. Now, the GMO seeds, the plants, that's a genetically engineered, they don't reproduce. And so there's no sense in saving them. And how would you know? You take your plant, you grow your plant, and then you get your fruit off of the tree or your vegetable, and you take some of those seeds, and you try and sprout some of those seeds. And if they sprout, you know, then you know that you've got seeds that you can go ahead and save for the next year. And how do you want to save those? You want to take them and if they're bigger seeds, you can rinse them off and get any of the food off of them because you don't want that on there. Then you lay them out on a dish or a plate or else on paper napkins, and you just lay them out there spread out and you let them dry. Now, if you have things like tomato seeds, those are slippery. They have a little coating on the outside of those seeds, and you're going to want to put those on a paper towel and let them dry. And so you do want to be able to, it's easier once it's dry to get some of the food off of there. And then you can store them, but they have to be completely dry. Otherwise, it could get moldy and ruined, and you won't have any seeds to be able to use for next year. So those are some of my tips on that. What are some of the tips you have? What are some of your favorite vegetables, your favorite fruits? I also have grapevines that are growing here. Grapevines that are growing out in my yard. I use those mainly to decorate my fencing because I have the wooden fence in the backyard, separates my yard from our neighbors' yards. And I just don't like looking at a plain fence, so I grow the grapevines and have them trellis up, it's called, to grow up and along the, so that it's got green on there, and it's like a living wall. I prefer having a living wall instead of just a plain fence. What a great idea. Do you like that idea? You can take and do that idea. The other things that grow like that would be that you could grow with the grapevines, the grapes. You could grow cucumbers, anything that grows on a vine. There are even some beans that grow on vines, and they can be like a living wall fence. So you can do that. And then the other thing I was doing during the summertime was, as I said, I'm meditating and doing a lot of energy work. I had a lot of very big dreams, and some things that weren't dreams, but they felt like they might have been dreams, but they just seemed more real than a regular dream. Have you ever had that? That you wake up and go, wow, what a dream. Then you go, wait, that just seems so real. It felt like I was there with the person. It felt like I was there. It was different. It was unlike any other dream that you've had before. And I've had some of those too, because I was doing a lot of energy work. My sister had become very, very ill last year. And unfortunately, she was so ill, and we didn't know until it was so very late. And we could not do much to save her. So she ended up passing into the spirit world. 4th of July, we called it her Independence Day. And though we miss her greatly, we know that she is out of her pain, and she is in the spiritual realm, and is very close to us all. And she has come and visited us in the family. She has been in my dreams, those really real dreams that I was mentioning before, and communicating with people in the family quite a bit. Have you ever had it when you were listening to music, you were listening to songs on the radio, and all of a sudden that this one song, not because you like the song so much, but all of a sudden it's as if it's talking directly to you, and you're very connected to it, and you seem surprised, but then when you realize what song it is and it reminds you of a particular person that you know, sometimes people that have passed on, sometimes something that's going on in your life, and it's very significant. And I call that as a message. It's a message from someone. It's my psychic connection to the situation that has brought that to me, giving me a message. Some people think, believe in is, you know, it might be their angels doing it or a guide. So, you know, all around us, every day, we've got different things going on in our regular life. And when we look around, we see different messages that do come into our life. And so that is something to watch out for. And not watch out for in a bad way. I mean, watch for, to keep an eye on, and so that you don't miss those. And not to worry if you do miss them, because there are always new messages, insights that will be presented to us, whether it is in dreams or whether it is through music, or you are looking at your magazine and words, some words just all of a sudden stand out to you. And those are messages for you. You are hearing things, people are talking in a room full of people, maybe in your classroom or maybe at work or maybe in an auditorium, and you're listening to them, but then all of a sudden it's as if somebody placed some of those words right inside of your head. Did you ever have that, where they placed them inside of your head and that you knew that was a message for you? And so listen to those. Those are great messages for you, and, you know, to help you along, guide and assist you along in whatever's going on in your life or coming up in your life or things that have happened in your life so you can process them, you can deal with them, you can heal things, and you can maybe make some things right, fix things, or just so that you can be at peace with certain things. So there are messages around us all the time. And dreams are one of those ways. And I don't know if you have ever heard of the phrase of a dream journal. And what a dream journal is where you keep a notebook by your bed. And when you wake up and that dream is still right there, you still remember the dream or part of it. And you have your pen and your pad of paper, or your pencil and your pad of paper next to the bed. And before you get out of bed, is that you write the dream down, or you write what you remember down. Who was in the dream? Where were you? What were you doing? And colors, or if there was different games or food or places or dogs, you know, different animals, and what had happened in that dream. So you write those down. And take a look at those after you do that for a week or two, and if you can get a good book on dream interpretation, you could even look up on the internet, you know, things like, what does an eagle mean? I dreamt of my grandmother, and she had passed on their time, so there's going to be very clear to you as far as what those messages are, and other times, it's going to be kind of confusing. Because when you dream things, it's almost like a puzzle or a rhyme. They don't always, what happens in the dream isn't always exactly what is happening or what to expect out of it. Sometimes, you know, it's a symbol, they call it, of something else. So that's why a good book on dream interpretation, the different symbols and people and animals and things like that will help to go a long way to help you to interpret your dreams. So I don't know, once again, do you keep track of your dreams? Do you dream at all? Do you remember your dreams? A lot of people there, do they dream in colors? Some people aren't aware of the color, the colors that are in their dream. Other people's dreams are very detailed, and yet some other people, they just remember bits and pieces. So everybody dreams a bit different, and at times we all dream differently too. I mean, there are times I've had plenty of dreams, and I only remember bits and pieces. Or I wake up and I know that dream is right there and I can see it all and I'm remembering it. And I get up out of bed and I take a few steps and I go to walk in the other room and all of a sudden go, wait, the dream, what was it? What was it about? It like it disappears the more you wake up. And that's why that dream journal next to your bed is really important. And it's a great tool to be able to get that information down for your dream so you don't forget it, so you can go back to it. So it's a great tip. Free to have. Some of you might keep written journals of your feelings and emotions. So, you know, so that's similar to that with the dream journal. Now, did some of you go traveling on your vacation? Did you go to different places where people believe and think or eat differently and the energy felt different? People believe different things, you know, certain areas that that people are going to be much more into church and God and religion. Maybe you went somewhere there was more spirituality, more spiritual things happening. Maybe you went to a place where there's a spiritual group out by us, where we live, which is in the Western New York area. About an hour and a half, 2 hours away from me is a place called Lilydale, and that has been there for decades. And in there, it's a spiritualist group of people and a setting that they are mediums and psychics, and they have a church there, which is a spiritualist church. And then they have guest mediums. Mediums are people are reported to connect and are able to speak for people have passed on. They give messages to people that sit in the audience. So, there's a small fee at the door, and then you all come together, and the medium is there, and they start talking because they say that people have passed on, have come to them to speak through them, giving them messages to pass on to their loved ones. And we were blessed enough when some of our family members went there this summer that my sister Jean Marie did in fact come through and gave some very revealing messages that there is no way that these people, the mediums that were there, would have known it otherwise. So she picked out a date. It actually is today's date. There's a family function going on later today, and she did not know of that because it wasn't something that was planned before she had passed. And the person, the medium, had brought up the date and brought up some other information about that and other things too, other things having to do with me directly, with my sister, with my mother, our mother with my sister, and just other things. They were very, very clear. It was specifically my sister. So, you know, that's a spiritualist group that has many mediums there, psychics, and that is the belief system with them. And, it's a very valid one. So maybe you went and visited something like that. Maybe some people might be afraid to. Some people are just very excited. Oh, I want to go do that. And many areas, I know in Florida, there are a couple places down over about mid-Florida that have that as well. So probably on your own area you do too. So that's certainly something to look into. And that is, all these things I'm talking about, I cover all of these in the workshops and play shops. And what I'm thinking about doing is starting to do some live segments on Facebook. So you can tune in, interactive there, and, talk about different things. And you teach you some things on Facebook, some live training sessions or, things like that. So that's one of the things that's on my great ideas for the rest of the year coming up for Meeting Ike series with children. So looking forward to connecting with you all that way and having fun. I didn't see anybody on there to calling in yet, so I'm just going to keep talking. We have 3 minutes all together, and I know that there have been times that Blog Talk, something gets all messed up, kind of gets screwed up, and it's cut me off before the time was supposed to end, and other times it just kept going. So I'm going to keep talking, thinking, okay, we've got our 30 minutes here today, and I just want to tell you about a little bit also some things that are coming up. I have, I mentioned it before, before we stopped for the summer, and I wasn't able to get that, the different games that I have created, teaching tools, haven't been able to get those printed up and made because of the different things that were going on with the family, with my sister. But I have some games that I have designed, and these are teaching tools that be able to practice your psychic abilities and your intuition. And there are two different games, and there are a couple other things that I have on the planning board as well. And I have my Fun Signs children's activity book. It's an astrological activity book. I'm going to have that redone. I do have some of the original ones still, and I'm going to be selling those off at a great discounted price to move those. And I'm going to redo that astrological book and add some other things to it. So be looking for that. And I'm going to start putting out like a little newsletter by email. And that way it's going to have in there different questions and different things that you can do on your own as far as for your dreams, for practicing with your meditation and your psychic ability and just really being able to do all of that as well as doing a lot of different things. I'm not going to give it all away. So got to keep some for the surprise and suspense. So, you know, go ahead and sign up for that, the email list for the newsletter, and you just send that off to meeting, M-E-E-T-I-N-G, period, Ike, I-K-E, period, series, S-E-R-I-E-S, at earthlink.net. So that's meeting, period, Ike, period, series, at earthlink.net. And then, of course, follow me along on Facebook. And remember, I'm going to start doing some live segments on Facebook. So we can be there. You can see me. I'll be talking. You can type in or have your mom or dad type in questions or things that you want to say. And you have questions right away. I can answer them right away there. And that goes along with this Blog Talk Radio show as well. So I'm going to be connecting the two. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. And I have also a couple different organizations that are interested in bringing my Meeting Ike series for children, play shops and day camps out over to different areas. And so I'm connecting with those people and trying to put together that. And I don't know. Let's see what else. What else? I don't know what else to tell you here. I'd like to hear from you because I'd love to hear what's going on in your life. I'd love to hear the different experiences that with your meditations, with your yoga, with your planting seeds, with psychic games that you play to go ahead and test your psychic ability to see is this a 1, 2, 3? Is this a star? Is this a triangle? Is it a square? I do want to advise against, and parents, please listen to this, it's very important, is the use of a Ouija board, and I've come to hear recently some game called Charlie. Those are absolutely things to stay away from if you are, or you, any of your friends, or if you know of your kids are involved in any of that. Please stop that right away. If you have a Ouija board, I strongly recommend that you get rid of it and not be around people that are using that. Those are not good teaching tools. Those are not good games to fostering the holistic, healthy, evolved, spiritual center that is inside of all of us. There are much healthier, better ways, safer, much safer ways to be able to be doing the teaching. I implore you to follow up on that. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact me through the email or on Facebook. Thank you for tuning in. Namaste, and I will speak to you again soon. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you.